All right. Well, it is 1906, 7:06 p.m. I'm going to call the meeting to order. I am the president of the association. My name's Keith Lindsay. Make introductions here. We have Paul Goldfein as our vice president to my left, and Joe Gaines is our property manager to my right. I again am Keith Lindsay. We have an open board seat tonight besides mine. And so maybe we can get that filled as well. I'm going to turn over to Joe for quorum verification.
So we have at least 25 proxies, and then we have the homeowners in the room. Keith and Paul, we needed to have 10% of 278.28 homeowners. So we have officially achieved one.
We have quorum. This is good news. Okay, so we need to review and approve the 2023 annual meeting minutes. Did you bring those?
I did.
Okay.
So those are, if you turn the first page, and that's the meeting starting Friday.
And if you need to see the meeting, the minutes of the meeting online, if you go to 2023 on bphoa.info, and then click on AM for annual meeting, the minutes are there. So if no one has any heartburn about the minutes, I will call for a vote to approve them.
I'll second it.
Second been heard. I will poll the association. How do you vote? Anyone vote no? All those who say yes, please raise your hand. Okay, it passes. So the minutes are approved. All right, Joe, I think you're up for the balance sheet and the budget.
Hey, if you would
You want to
turn
come up here?
in your note to the balance sheet. And for our Zoom audience, this is also in Town Square. You can see that we have in the operating account, checking account, 91,000. And in the money market or reserve account, we have just south of 36,000. So we have about $106,000 between the two bank accounts, which is excellent financial position. And then if you're interested in how we're doing income versus budget, those are the next two. And then the last, the variance report, where it says 12-month income statement with annual variance estimates. That's the complete record of everything that we spent money on throughout the year. It has the total amount, the budget amount, and then the variance. And so we did excellent in all categories, collecting money, keeping expenses under control. Normally, we would save questions for the end, but since we're on this page, if anyone has any questions, I can answer them. Seems that we were supposed to come in with a bit more money than we were actually getting.
So some people don't pay dues, and so we have executive session to talk about that. Those people are notified every month that they have an outstanding balance. We usually, the board's position is not to foreclose on people, and so we
We're not going to contribute to hell or
it's a very odd thing, but usually, as a practical matter, once that's turned over to attorney and they get a letter from the attorney saying, if you don't pay your HOA dues, we are foreclose, then the level seriousness increases, and that's when they usually go on a payment plan.
Do we put a lien on the property that if it sells?
That's the step before. They can't sell it. Once the lien's on there, the dues have to be paid. The dues have to be paid anyway. So.
we always end up ultimately collecting the money. We, the board's position is we don't agree with adding on to problems that people probably have already. When people quit paying dues, there's usually a reason.
If people are barely spending money, don't throw bricks, throw light out.
Right, right. So we tread lightly in that area. Any more questions? All right. And you can always save your questions for the end if you come up a while.
I think that's it for me.
Okay. Let me get my pack in here real quick.
What's next on the list? On the report of the board of directors, for those on Zoom, I have brought up the year in review from the newsletter. That's going to be our directors. These are the things that we did last. Again, everyone will get this in the newsletter and in their mailbox. The board had to we would not fix these things in the future because we're a nonprofit corporation, and nonprofit corporations are responsible for fixing their own mailbox clusters. In February, we had our meeting elected a new board member, Paul Goldfein. Paul has attended every board meeting and was present with us. And lighting project was completed. All but one mailbox cluster got mailbox lights. So when it's nasty and dark outside, when you go to the mailbox, it's where to put the key and stuff. So it helps deter crime. Most residents appreciation for the completion of this project. Sadly, at Park Drive, we're not able to put one there because of the trees that block sunlight because they're solar powered. And we can't get solar power or something that's being blocked. So we've looked at numerous solutions, but so far we've not found anything viable. Two notable things happened in July. First was the board approved a new collections policy, which is available on bphoa.info under 2023 tab. There's a collections policy tab. You can go read it. And second, the board declared Vincent Falcon's position on the board vacant because Vincent had missed three consecutive board meetings. And as of the writing on the newsletter and right now, that position is still vacant. Hopefully we'll be able to fill that tonight. In October, we had our National Night Out celebration. Round Rock Police, Fire, and a member of City Council were present. Turnout was low, but those who came had fun. Also in October, we had our Halloween decorating contest. The three winners were 3212 Elizabeth Ann Lane, 3230 Elizabeth Ann Lane, and 3012 John Wilson Lane. Congratulations to those winners. In November, our board meeting, we looked at the crumbling wall on High Country. This is going to be an ongoing thing, and it's probably going to take a little bit of time to get this resolved and what we could do about it. The entire wall from Bradford Park Drive to Donnell Drive is leaning toward High Country Boulevard, and part of it is actually crumbling. The contractor told me that the entire wall needs to be taken down and removed. I met with the contractor that ended and received a quote. $1,500. But that's for like an entire block of wall. I asked the association attorney who owns the wall, and he said that the homeowners that abut that wall, that's actually their wall, because past that wall is city property. The association attorney stated that it belongs to the properties that are up against that wall. I'm looking into what can be done with the city. I actually have to call them tomorrow. And if they can help with the cost of tear down and possible removal. We've been maintaining their area all the way from Andres Way to Donnell Drive for 26 years. We've been paying all the landscaping costs. I think they owe us something a little bit there. But we'll see. I've been trying to pick my battles carefully.
They also take care of that park that serves the subdivision's waterfall.
Yes, they do take care of the park. They also take care of the ditch on High Cotton Way. And the contractor suggested that a less costly solution would be to tear down the existing masonry wall, remove it, and put up a uniform wooden fence. And I think that may be where we end up. That option is being discussed, but has been tabled until I can confer with the city of Round Rock. And finally, we had our holiday decorating contest, of which there were four winners. I was for Christmas. Let's see, 3230 Elizabeth Ann Lane. They won both Halloween and Christmas. 3231 Elizabeth Ann. 2 years ago. Gone out drive. Please. If you owe money to the HOA, I'm telling you, as best as I can, if you owe money, get on a payment plan as soon as possible, because if you don't, bad things are going to happen. We've tried to make it as easy on homeowners as possible, but we have about five chronic homeowners who refuse to pay their dues, and we have no choice. We have to go after them. So this is I'm telling everyone, I put it in the newsletter like three different times. If you owe money, make sure you get on a payment plan as soon as possible. If you can afford to pay it off as soon as possible. Because again, bad things are going to start happening. And that's, this is, we have the manager's report for Town Square. So I guess that's you.
So is everyone on Town Square? Okay, that's easy to navigate. You can pay your bill. You can do Town Square requests to get a hold of me. Okay, and we're decent with participation in Town Square. We don't have everybody. But I usually do an email blast as well, and then we also have the website to get information. So with this community, Town Square kind of supplements the website. So anyway, that's it for Town Square.
Okay. Old business, new business. I don't think we have either right now. I mean, we've already approved the 2023 annual meeting, so we'll move on to election of candidates. Who will be allowed to speak for 3 minutes? Well, I am the declared candidate that I know of. Does anyone else want to run for the board? Including you folks on Zoom. You need to let me know if you want to run for the board. I'm hearing bits.
Maybe a sales pitch.
Well, I mean, you know, this is a chance for not just, you know, people look at it as drudgery. It's not that. It's you're helping your fellow homeowners. You're helping them resolve issues. You're getting involved in the community. Now, I don't know about anyone else, but when I was knocking on doors for this meeting, I get like the biggest charge out of someone telling me, you know, you're doing a great job. That's like gas in the fuel tank for me. And that's what I kind of live for as far as doing this, when people tell me that I'm doing a good job. The thing of it is that people need help on some things. And like I had a homeowner tonight, I was helping because she didn't have her account number. I looked it up and I sent it to her. You know, I've had homeowners who told me that they couldn't afford to mow their lawn. Well, you know, I mow a lawn. I don't have a problem with that. So I can mow a lawn. Most of the time, being on the board doesn't involve any of that. I go a little bit extra because I like to. Basically, being on the board is showing up for board meetings. Those are done via Zoom, so you don't even have to leave your home. We have the annual meeting that you do need to show up to. And we have National Night Out in October, first Tuesday in October. And again, it's highly recommended that you show up for that. That's much is. You get to see what's going on in the neighborhood, on, you know, who's paying dues and who's not. You get to make decisions, and, you know, you get to vote. You get to vote on the board. So if that is something that you think you could, you know, fit into your time schedule or would like to do, then I recommend that, you know, you volunteer. It is a volunteer basis. If you say yes, you can always say no and resign. I don't recommend that, but it's a volunteer position. So,
and Paul, it's not that bad.
And Paul, is it bad? I mean, you got on last year. Has it been crazy?
Nope. But when you said once a quarter and the annual meeting, it's,
we've been having board meetings about every 60 days.
Well,
yeah,
I'm off track. It takes like an hour, maybe an hour.
Well, we try to buzz through those things pretty quick. Yeah, I've been doing the minutes and all of that, and I try to stay on top of it, so I send it out. We also sometimes have things like somebody will have something going on in their yard that's crazy, and we'll have to send out a notice that they need to either get it fixed, or we'll have it fixed for them and charge them for it, which is basically the cost that we got charged to fix it. And, you know, we had that this week. So, but we don't have that very often. I think in the 3 years that I've been on the board, we've had that twice. So it's not often we use that. And to be fair, we don't really like to use that power very often if we don't have to. So that's pretty much it. Again, anyone want to volunteer, step forward and say, hey, I want to run for the board?
We're pretty busy.
Okay. Well,
I don't see any takers.
Nobody's taken, no takers on this, unfortunately. So, well, I did volunteer. And so I guess we will elect one new board member. I guess by acclamation, because we've got. Say again. What do you mean?
Someone moves in the neighborhood and says, "Oh, there's no seat on the board. I would have to pay off."
Well,
do they have to wait until this time next year?
No. Because the position that's open is a vacant position. Paul and I can appoint someone to the board. So if someone comes along later and says that they would like to be involved, we can appoint them to the board. They would serve the remainder of that term. And then next year, when that term is up, then they would either decide to run for election or not.
Well, we have a hand for our newly elected president.
Thank you. Second term. My sweet wife said to me, "Are you sure you want to do this?" I'm like, "Well, yeah, I don't want to lose the gains that we've made so far." And by the way, I said this earlier, and I don't think I put it in this newsletter. I put it in the previous one. When we changed landscaping companies in 2022, we saw a significant decrease in our annual costs for landscaping. It's going down because the landscaping company raises their price just a little bit, but annually it's somewhere around 56%. And when we moved in 2022 from Connect Community Management, the previous company, to Goodwin Company, we saw a reduction annually of 58%. And again, that's slightly going down because there are increases, but it's just inflation. So we did that. That's allowed us for the last 3 years to keep the dues at 170, because when we got on board and took control of the board, me and my team, we lowered the dues from 180 to 170, and we've kept them there in spite of inflation. And according to our current budget, the current masonry wall notwithstanding, we're looking at having a surplus of what, $5,000. So we're actually coming up with a surplus. We're getting the same things done for cheaper. So that's been a big feather in our cap, and that's why we've been able to do this. So, all right. So I'm going to open up to homeowner forum. Does anyone have anything that they'd like to talk about? Yes, sir.
Regarding the masonry masonry wall. Is that a 6 or 8 foot wall?
tall? I think it's like 6 foot tall, but it's in parts it's like a little bit less than that because it kind of goes down like this.
There's a pretty common option these days called fence creep. It's a cementitious, the fiber reinforced cementitious product. You set posts, then you have these concrete panels. They're about 2 foot in height, and they go through the panel. It's more cost effective than like a CMU for masonry wall, but it's still giving you the masonry look. I think that's similar to what is around the that newer development on Donald by the Burnage Road. I think it's like Windmere or something like that. That more panel look, but just
yeah, that could solve part of the problem. Because the problem with that wall is that they're putting pad. If you're talking about something with the post that the cementation panels fit in, then the post wouldn't have a footing in.
Of course, then if the posts aren't drilled deep enough,
and yeah, the wall can't
really have a thick fence. But, just putting it out there. I've seen a lot of that in the development community recently. Second item on the Bradford Park 12-month income statement in the May statement. There's two charges for land, concrete repair and maintenance and lighting. I take it the lighting is the mailbox lighting,
mm-hmm.
and the concrete repair and maintenance is associated with that? Or is that
I think so. Because they had to bolt that to the concrete when they put in the lights. I think the total cost of those lights was like $4,005 total.
Yeah, that's kind of those numbers.
Any other questions, comments, complaints?
I guess I was a little confused. You said something about for homeowners that are not paying their dues, are we going to start?
Well, what there's a process that has to go through, and it's the process is outlined on bphoa.info under 2023 collection policies. You can read through that. I also, in at least two newsletters from last year, which are available through bphoa.info, literally outlined what the process would look like if someone didn't pay their dues starting January 1 and went forward. Basically, what happens is on January 1, you're assessed $170, and the reminder letters through Goodwin are what, $4? So $4 a month, you get a reminder notice for the first, I think, 5 months. Then things start to get expensive. They file a letter for intent to lien, and that's like, I think, $150. And then they put the lien on, that's $250. And then there's another letter that's a demand letter. That's a bunch more money. And by October of that year, you're in for over $1,000 because it's just the cost of way things cost in 2024. You know, the letters. And after that, then it's up to the board whether they send you to the attorney for collections. Now, we did negotiate with Goodwin. They wanted to charge some fees for some people who were, because we call those people who don't pay, we call them delinquent. They wanted to charge them $25 a month for that. We told them no. They acquiesced, and so they're not getting those charges. But you know, we're trying to keep things as less painful as possible, but things cost money. And if you're not paying your dues, I mean, I can't, there's only so much I can help you with. And we also instituted that because Goodwin wanted to charge for people who are on payment plans, and Paul and I said absolutely not. And so get on a payment plan, you're not getting charged per month for the payment plan. Now, if it's overseen by an attorney, the attorney might charge, but Goodwin does not.
Let me get it. out from Illinois or Seminar to get clean
water. And that's and I have been appealing to people through the newsletter over and over and over. If you owe money, for God's sake, please get on a payment plan. If you can't do that, if you can afford to pay it off, pay it off.
Just out of curiosity, say it's 4 or 5 people who are going with.
There's a few more than that that are getting close to the $1,000 threshold. We've made a decision on the board that if you're over $1,000, we're coming for you because you're not paying your dues. And everyone's got to pay the dues. Now, I make no bones about the fact that I am anti-HOA and that I'm looking, hopefully, at some point to get rid of this thing. But until that day comes, everyone's got to pay their dues.
Yes, we're all through this galley together.
Yeah. And I'm trying to make the galley as less painful as possible. So does that answer your question?
Yes.
Okay. Anyone else have any other questions, concerns, complaints? Yes, ma'am.
When you send in your dues, do you ever get a receipt?
Say again?
Do you ever get a receipt?
I don't think we send out receipts.
No, we don't do that expense, but if you pay on Town Square, it shows paid on a zero balance.
If you pay via your check, like if you do bill pay or something, your canceled check is basically your receipt.
Pretty much they didn't. I'm not concerned about it, but if you brought my attention, that I had
to. Now, I will tell people, and this is part of the after effect of the previous property management company. When we took over, they tried to foist a 6-year contract on us, and our bylaws only allow for 1-year contracts. And it was at the end of the year, and we sent them 45 days notice that we were going with Goodwin. We had already contracted with Goodwin. So they were taken over, and they chose to try to enforce that contract on us, said they were going to sue and all this stuff. We got our HOA attorney involved. The HOA attorney told them in writing and verbally, this is not legal, because the way they went about it was not legal. And it's also against our documents. And so that the head of the previous property management company sent the board at that time a bill for almost $21,000 saying that we've got a contract that's 6 years with HOA and it's worth at least $80,000. But you know what? We'll let you go for almost $21,000. We chose not to reply. And because of that, the previous property management company kept all our payment records, everything. And I spent the next 6 months with the bank and going to different homeowners saying, if you've got a bank statement, if you've got a canceled check, let me know. I'll make sure you're credited. And I spent late nights rebuilding payment records from scratch. And we're still not 100%. So if someone is, you know, they know that they've paid and they've got the bank statement or a canceled check, submit that to Joe. He will credit you. And because we don't want to enforce something on someone that, you know, it should not be. In addition, and some people were not happy about this, but when Molly and I were on the board in, I want to say March of 2022, might have been July, I don't remember. Because of the heavy-handedness of the previous board, because they didn't follow the bylaws, I listed like 10 different things in one of the newsletters. We decided on the board, Vince would disagree with us. Molly and I decided to forgive all collection fees from January 1st, 2018 through December 31st, 2021. And then because we had this snafu with having to rebuild all the records, we furthered that all the way till July 1st, 2022. So collection fees were literally taken off every account from January 1st, 2018 through July 1st, 2022. It was the best, most fair we could be. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. So it's safe to say that there was a pretty clean break that we're not pursuing people who are delinquent during the troubling times?
Well, that we did get records from Connect Community Management before the break, and there were people who, again, owed a ton of money. Now, the state of Texas has a rule that dues that are older than 4 years are not collectible.
Okay.
And so if people owe dues from that far back and it goes to the attorney will wipe those off immediately. Right. So, but the thing of it is everyone's got to pay their dues. It's just the way it goes.
I'm just trying to have a point. Are we beyond the factor of, well, that I paid under the old administration and the revolution happened and we lost the records in the fire?
Well, we didn't lose the records in the fire. The previous, when he refused to hand them over, and that was why Vince wanted to sue him to get those records back. But I talked to the HOA attorney, and the HOA attorney told me, if you do that, it could cost you between $3,000 and $20,000, and there's no guarantee you win, and you're looking at least 2 years before you go to court.
At which point, what are you
getting? Exactly. Because we had to rebuild the records anyway. So again, there's one homeowner that again carried over from that time period owes over $5,000. I can't tell you. That would be corrupt. I can't tell you.
If you're on the board,
you can go no, but you can't tell anybody.
We'll give you one more try. My arm in the list is pretty far.
She came to that one night. She came to my house and flew around all night. I'm not going to talk to her now. She's going to tell that. She was cursing down and yelling. You remember her?
I think. But the thing of it is, I try not to let that affect me too much. I try to follow the rules as closely as possible. I got to follow the law as possible. So does Paul. And together, we've been a good team for the last year. And so we're looking, if someone gets on the board, we're looking for someone who will fit into that venue. It's okay to disagree. It's not okay to disagree and start calling us names. Okay. But it's okay to disagree. And, if you ever get on a board, you're not going to get every vote. It's not always going to go your way. Sometimes it will. Sometimes it won't.
I don't want to be your board member privileges. I want supreme privileges.
Sorry, it doesn't exist here. We don't have God-level access. Oh, dear God, no. No.
Gold-plated lawnmower.
Gold-plated lawnmower. That's funny. But, yeah, we've been as fair as we can possibly be. With people who haven't paid their dues, and it's now time. It's time to pay. Exactly, it's not fair to those who do pay their dues, and it's time to pay the piper. If you haven't paid your dues, you got to pay your dues.
This is kind of the same story.
Well, once it goes through the process, okay, then it comes back to the board after they've been charged and put on liens and had demand letters sent and all of that. Then it comes to us whether we send it to the attorney or not. And if we send you to the attorney, it gets really expensive, really, really fast.
Keith?
Yes, ma'am.
We're having trouble trying to hear the people in the background. So if you could kind of summarize questions or statements, that would help us.
Okay, Dee Dee, they're asking about collections, and I've been responding to that. So is there any other questions or concerns? Dee Dee, do you have any questions or concerns?
No, we're good.
Okay. No other questions or concerns. Do you have anything, Paul?
No.
Joe, you got anything? Going once, going twice. Okay, I'm going to call it 1940, 7:40 p.m. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everybody. Don't get Oh, you're right. I keep thinking it's the board meeting. Make a motion. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
I so motion.
Okay, I hear a motion. Do we hear a second? Second's been heard. All in favor of adjourning, say aye. Anyone opposed, say nay. The ayes have it. We're adjourned. 1941 hours, 7:41 p.m. Thanks, everyone.